There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time now for our weekly visit with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. He has the privilege and pleasure of presenting us with the stories that are big in the news talk radio world this past week, and the people who are being discussed. We're looking and listening to the week of March 9th to 13th. It's Friday the 13th again. Didn't we say that last month? I think we did, didn't we, Michael?
Yes, we did. It's two Friday the 13th in a row.
It's a twofer. It's a twofer Saturday on FM 105. That brings it. Okay.
Are you superstitious? Do you believe in Friday the 13th?
Nah, I don't think it makes any difference. I think 13 is another. It's like 12 and 14. It's the same stuff. It's silly. I understand trichodecaphobias, but I think that this is, I don't, it seems
too silly. Do you avoid walking under a ladder? Do you get upset when a black cat passes your path?
No. I don't get upset at any of those things. Matter of fact, I'd probably go out of my way.
Yeah, my problem is thinking about things. I think if you think about them, you can make them happen. So when I see a black cat, I go, don't think about it. Forget it. Or if I have
thoughts absolutely. You underscore that thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. They are powerful. The subconscious and the mind and the how. Oh, man, that whole, that's like something we could talk about for the whole hour.
Yes, stuff. That's a very interesting thing. And, you know, you conjure it up and you manifest it.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a thing called the law of attraction in the universe that you can actually make what you need come to you by thinking about it.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of examples of that. But there are also examples of it not working. So
I guess. But did you manifest when you decided, because you'd worked for other industry trade organizations, you decided you wanted to go on your own and do Talkers 23, 24 years ago, whenever it was. 25 years ago, you got started. Was there something in your mind that said, I'm going to do this, I can do it, I will do it, it'll be done?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I had planned to do it for a long time. But I knew back in the 80s that the 90s were going to be a big decade for talk radio.
Yeah.
And so when I started Talkers Magazine in 1990, I had already tremendous experience in starting trade publications in the music radio field, and I had been doing talk radio experimentally on an FM rock station in Los Angeles between 1975 and 1986. I was the first person to do FM talk for young people, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it all in my mind. And when I started, if you think about it, everything with Talkers Magazine has predicted the future, and it's always been right. And we haven't even changed our logo. We've changed our form tremendously. It started out as a newspaper, then it became a magazine. Now it's a total digital media station. But the basic format, the basic concept of Talkers has not changed in 25 years. Because it was all thought out in advance.
Well, it works. It still works. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It actually works better. But, you know, these are interesting philosophical things, and I'll tell you, back to the conversation that you and I have had a number of times about topics on the radio, there's no reason why conversations about philosophy, conversations about physics, metaphysics, the paranormal, quantum physics, science, can't be integrated into discussion about the news because it all ties together. But hey, we're getting ahead of ourselves. You want to go through?
Well, no, I think but thoughts are, it is important to people to understand how things work, and you work against yourself when you don't use the power that you have. The great book by Napoleon Hill and all the other books that have been written around the idea of not, a lot of people just apply it to making money, but it can be applied to anything in your life, your relationships, family things, whatever. You just have to understand the technique. And I think
well, think about, you know, all across the country, people having conversations on talk radio. Don't you think in some way it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that the things people think and the things people say, and it's in the airwaves and it's pumped out on these big transmitters with hundreds of thousands of watts all over the place and people listening on radios or listening on computers, that somehow the very existence of all of these electrons and all of these thoughts and all of these little morsels of communication somehow manifest themselves into reality. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in just this soup of potential, and our collective consciousness, forgive me for being so far out here, but our collective consciousness as a species, as a society, as a community, whatever, however you want to measure it, manifests these things into becoming reality. We suddenly decide, this guy's a good guy, that guy's a bad guy, this is a good idea, that's a bad idea, not always knowing whether or not it's true or whether time will prove it to happen. And in some ways, it's one big fantasy, and in other ways, the fantasy becomes a reality because we all believe it. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it really is.
Shall I do the top 10?
Please.
Blurred Lines, the verdict in that musicology case, is at number 10. In Oklahoma, the OU racist frat song case is 9. Number 8 is the disturbing rise of European anti-Semitism. At number 7, the disturbing violence of ISIS. At number 6, Secret Service White House crash. At number 5, the Ferguson cop shootings. At number 4, the amnesty and immigration issue. At number 3, politics, presidential politics, the 2016 presidential jockeying. At number 2, the Hillary Clinton email probe. And number 1, the Iran nuclear controversy. The most talked about people, at number 10, we have a tie between Pharrell Williams, Robin Thicke, and Marvin Gaye. At number 9, Parker Rice and Levi Petit. Benjamin Netanyahu at number 8, Tom Jackson at 7, Scott Walker at 6, Jeb Bush at 5, Hillary at 4, Tom Cotton at 3, John Kerry at 2, Barack Obama at 1. There you go.
All right. We will pause for a moment. We come back. Michael and I are going to talk because we're both a couple of disc jockeys at heart. That's how we get started in our career. So we'll piece together whether or not the blurred lines verdict is really something that should be celebrated by people in music or not. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $249 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison, who edits and publishes Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here, as is usual. The stories and the people that have made it this week, and Pharrell Williams, Robin Thicke in there, the Blurred Lines music, listening to that versus the beginning. You listen to the beginning of the Marvin Gaye song, and you listen to the beginning of this song that Robin Thicke does, you'd think you were listening to the same song. But when you think about the fact that there are only eight notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that's it. Eight. Think about all the music there is in the world. Different styles of music, and there are those eight notes, that's it. So is it a coincidence that the beginning of Blurred Lines sounds just like the Marvin Gaye song? Or remember when we had the Coldplay, was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the Ruler World song that sounded just like something that had been done that was instrumental a few years before, and they were sued. How in the world, Michael, do you find that much unique with all the music product that's around now? Is it a coincidence, or is it the Rio McCoy? A lot of people think this jury, the judge, were really out of line. I wonder what you were thinking as you
My personal feeling is that the jury was not qualified to do this, because they didn't understand. You have to have musicologists. You have to really, really define what the parameters are. You know, it's not just notes. You're talking about the notes that really constitute melody. You also have rhythm. You also have chords. And you also have lyrics. And there have been some fascinating cases over the years. Now, I'm a strong supporter of intellectual property rights. You don't want somebody coming along and starting a show called the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, and it's not you and it's not this show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be an infringement. Or if somebody, you know, if I decided to write Romeo and Juliet by Michael Harrison and have it exactly the same as Shakespeare or similar, this is a very subjective area. And in this case, I think that most of us in the media business think that it was not really well done. I remember George Harrison wrote My Sweet Lord, and it sounded like the Chiffons' He's So Fine, and he lost that case.
Yeah, he did.
He lost that case. John Fogerty once did a song on a new label that sounded like a song that he had on another label with another publishing company, and he was sued for stealing a song from himself, and he lost that case. Run Through the Jungle was one of the songs, and I don't remember the other one, but it was a fascinating case. Can you imagine that, being sued for rewriting something that you've written? Now, the country music world, they're known for that. If you listen to country music, every song sounds like some other song, and you very seldom hear about country artists or writers suing each other. It's kind of just a given that there's a similarity. But some people feel that the Gaye family is just in a money grab here, because now there's talk about them planning to sue for another song that they say was stolen. Marvin Gaye.
It was pretty obvious when one of the children came running out of the one of the daughters, and she was crying. She had on a black. It was like you were going to a funeral. Come on, would you please? It is a money grab. I don't see how these. I can't imagine the family prevailing on appeal. And it just doesn't. I don't see it at all, frankly. But I'm not an expert. I just know what my gut tells me. My gut tells me that they were grubbing around for some dough, and they had no real connection even to their father or his music. But that's
art is a progression of people being influenced by people that came before them. I mean, that's why we have schools of art. That's why we have art history, whether it's art, you know, in the form of painting, or it's the form of music, or the form of filmmaking. I mean, everything is like something that came before it. It's just the way it is.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We continue.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Continuing now as we rework through some of the ideas that have been discussed greatly, intently, intelligently on some of the best news talk radio programs around the country. Talkers Magazine does the survey. Michael Harrison is the publisher. We talk about the stories and some of the things that are connected to what goes on in the news talk radio business. The controversy over that racist song at the fraternity at Oklahoma University is things that legends are made of because it seems so stupid. In this day and age, how does something like this take place? Somebody said one of the guys, they went to his locker. I'm trying to remember the context in which I had a caller on my daily program this week talking about somebody going to a locker and they found one of the guys that was involved in this. He had a KKK outfit in his locker. How do you do that in 2015?
You do it, and you get caught, or you put yourself in the line of fire, and you're exposed. So many of the things that we would hope that we've grown out of and that we've passed really continue to rear their ugly heads. And I don't know, are we making progress? Are we becoming enlightened? Are we becoming more evolved? Or are we just repeating the same ugly mistakes and problems from one generation to the next and getting nowhere? That's really the question.
What do you think?
I think that I think it's a spiral. I think that we are progressing, but we're progressing two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. It's like a circle moving forward. I don't think it's a clear-cut progression, and I think occasionally society, if you look at history, goes down the wrong path and has to go back to the point that they went off the track and then go forward. So progress is not, just going forward is not always really progress. Sometimes you can be going in the wrong direction. But I say by and large, the human race is progressing and becoming more enlightened. It's just not a straight line, and it's not a smooth sail.
You know what impresses me is that you have people dealing with the same problems we've been talking about for years and years and years, and maybe since people started talking about any issue, the fact that people don't get along because of the A, color of their skin, B, their size, D, their religion, C, their religion, how much money they have. It's all these things that separate us out, color of skin, and it becomes trite to the point where, what is it that you don't understand about all of this stuff, and why is it that you keep this value that your father had and your grandfather had and his great-grandfather had? Why is that stuck with you, and are you passing it on to your children?
We definitely pass it on to our children, and some people pass it on to their children because they think that they are teaching their children the right way to do things. You know, these are the people to watch out for. This is the philosophy to hold close to your heart. This is one that is bad. This is the real God. That is a false God. These are the good people. Those are the bad people. They're not doing it because they want to brainwash their children into being bad. They think they're doing the right thing. And that's the problem. I don't know of any, I mean, unless they're psychotic, I don't know of parents who brainwash their children to believe the same philosophy that they believe. I don't think they're doing it to hurt their children. They actually think they're helping their children. But in many cases, they are perpetrating, they're propagating, they're continuing to have a bigotry in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's how it goes. I mean, every one of these groups thinks that they're the one, you know, that everybody else should be like them.
Well, and if you don't agree with them, they're happy to take a shot at you, one way or another. Okay, so
some do, and some don't. Some are violent.
Yeah, because there's too much violence in our country. There's no, I was going to say, there's no question about it. Some people wouldn't agree, but I certainly think there's way too much violence. And I don't even like talking about it on the air because I worry about what my responsibility is when it comes to having discussions of things like that. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 13th. The issues for those 5 days have been summarized with the top stories. You can see a list of the top stories at DougSteffen.com, the top 10 radio talk topics, also listed at Talkers.com. The talk philosophy coming out of those of us who had a background in music radio, coming out of that, a lot of the early talk guys, there was a big difference. Today, a lot of people that are on the air sound the same, but there was a big difference because some of the people like me were jocks and you for Limbaugh was. I'm trying to think of some of the other. I know Glenn was. Hannity was not. Of the people that I know, Levin never did talk before he did the program he's doing now. I think Norrie was a jock at one point in his career, if I'm not mistaken. He's going through the list of people whose names we all know. Dave Ramsey was not. Clark was not. Can you think of, I was thinking Neil Bortz was never. He was a lawyer. So who among our group, and is getting smaller and smaller every year, was involved in music and brings that, the reality, the quality of kind of knowing how to do this with them. And I don't take away from some of the other people. I'm just looking at the faces of the people that will go to the seminar. I'm looking at at specialty programs and things like podcasts and who's doing well there. You know, there aren't a lot of good podcasts. There aren't a lot of good radio programs, Michael.
Yeah, well, I mean, good is a subjective.
Right. I was going to say, I don't know how to judge it. I'm only judging on what I like. You know, I used to like listening to Rush Limbaugh a lot on the radio. I don't listen to him much anymore because I don't find him as stimulating.
Your question and your comments sort of blurred together a lot of things you've just said. I guess the thing I'm hooking onto here is that how many people in our business were music radio.
Yeah, that's where I started with it, and I did. You know me, I go off on a tangent here and there.
The fact that Rush Limbaugh was a music disc jockey at one time is enough of an influence in itself, because Limbaugh really is a major, major influence on so many talk show hosts today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so much of what Limbaugh does has its roots in music radio presentation. So whether so many of the talk show hosts out there, and there are thousands, and we don't talk about them, we don't even know about them all, you know, so many stations, so many people doing talk radio, so many of them are influenced by Limbaugh, who is influenced by music. So just Limbaugh's influence alone, whether you find him interesting anymore or not, or whether he's on the rise or the decline, Limbaugh's influence is just immense on
superb.
The culture and
yes.
the sound of his business.
Yep. Yeah. Superb. I think I would, that's the way I would, I would just describe it as superb. And there's no way of getting around the fact that he saved the AM radio band, and that's not an overstatement from my point of view, and I think you'd agree with that. What was going to happen on the AM band if he hadn't come along and then we went in down this direction of talk?
Yeah, no, his influence and talk, and subsequently talk radio, I don't like to give it all to him. I'd say that he was a major spark that set off a fire. And because a lot of great hosts and a lot of great people over the last 25, 30 years have made talk radio not only save the AM band, but in some cases save radio, save the concept of the radio personality, that all famous radio people, controversy and being the center buzz of so much of the topics and issues in society have a radio connection to them, and you don't hear that coming from music radio. It's coming from talk radio. So talk radio not only saved itself, saved the AM band, but talk radio has saved the position of radio in general as being a major iconic institution of popular culture. And it still is. And
well,
for all the talk about talk radio dying, that's nonsense. It's just evolving. And for all the talk of Rush Limbaugh no longer being relevant, well, if he wasn't relevant, they wouldn't be talking about him not being relevant.
Right.
When people fade, they just stop being talked about.
Mm-hmm. Period.
The fact that there's all these stories out there, is Rush Limbaugh crashing? Is he fading? Is he no longer important? Well, by talking about it, it proves that he is still important.
I agree. I think that takes it to the next step. And I want to spend a moment or two talking to you. We'll pause for a moment and then come back to you starting a podcast and what that's all about. And talking about podcasting is part of what we are dealing with in the reality of news talk radio. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, with me, Doug Steffen. On the countdown, we continue.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $249 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We always pick out two or three of the stories, get some nuance with them, sometimes more, sometimes less, depends on what's on our minds. We are here as devotees, as supporters, as I say, cheerleaders, and I think most of the time Michael agrees with that term because I think that's what we are supposed to do on this program, give you the highlights of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. So part of it is not on traditional AM or FM sticks, they call them, radio stations, but things that people can download, people can listen to on their, whether it be their regular computer on the desk, a PC, an iPhone, a smartphone, wherever. There are people listening to a lot of good content. And so along comes a fellow named Norm Pattis, who was very influential in the talk radio business for a couple of decades. He has a company that's called Podcast One, and on it are a number of people who have something to say that they either can't say or don't want to say on the radio. So what brought this about for you? You can say anything you want on the radio, so what do we have here?
Well, I can't say anything I want on the radio. I can't be too far out. Like at the beginning of this conversation, I sort of went off there and started talking about philosophy and physics and you know, media theory. Now, that doesn't play that well on AM and FM radio, which is still basically a commercial medium.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, knowing me, I have my own thoughts about things. I enjoy delving into media theory. I enjoy futurism, science, and the bigger picture of media. So Norm Pattis, who is a marvelous pioneer of so many things in our business,
yeah.
And he's created Podcast One, which is the premier platform for podcasts out there. He came to me and he said, would you like to do a podcast which is really you talking about media from your perspective for the consumers, for the world, not for the industry, not an industrial thing like I do, but rather for the media freaks around the world, you know, sort of Michael Harrison Unplugged. And I said, well, only because it's you, Norm, because I really just work on the Talkers platform. And this is the first time I've actually taken a regularly scheduled position with something outside of the Talkers umbrella. I mean, even this program is under the Talkers umbrella because we're involved with you in it in terms of providing the charts, et cetera. So it's called Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison. It comes out weekly. We only have the first one up now, so we're just starting it off. And it's up close, meaning we examine things closely, and then we're not afraid to go far out. And I think it's a wonderful title. It hit me out of the blue, and we registered it. And it's the podcast is about an hour or so every week, a new one Tuesday, at the website podcastone.com. And just when you go there, just type in Michael Harrison, or Up Close and Far Out. And or you can just do hashtag up close far out and it'll tell you who I have. And it's a combination of me giving a philosophical overview of some aspect of media that interests me and an interview with somebody in the media. There's no holds barred. I'm not worried about talking overheads, underheads, being abstract. It's out there. And, I'm very, very, happy to be doing it. And, you know, it's not for everybody. It's not meant to be for everybody. So again, it's Michael Harrison, Up Close and Far Out. It's at up close far out if you want to be on the Twitter feed. And it's at podcast1.com. That's podcast1.com. Thanks for letting me plug it, Doug.
Well, I want to know just sort of if you can give us a little bit more than just that, like who was on, what was the subject matter that was far
out? Would you believe the first guest that I have that's on the one that's currently up is our mutual friend, Stephen J.J. Wiseman? We go deeply into the issue, deeply. You've never heard Wiseman like this. Deeply into the issue of the loss of privacy in the Internet age. Just what does this mean, this loss of privacy that we are all experiencing? The next podcast is going to be with my old friend Alan Combs from the Fox News Channel. What's it like to be in that left versus right mode, and what do you really want to do with your life, and what are you really interested in? And he talks about his work as a DJ in the old days, because we know each other since the 60s, and his interest in cosmic consciousness. And if I had you on, I would be talking to you about not just your radio work, but your interest in agriculture and your interest in farming. We take it beyond. I'm going to be talking about how the Internet is rewiring the human nervous system, how we are becoming a technologically induced telepathic species, that we have voices in our heads, that someday microchips may be implanted into the various lobes of our brain that recreate reality, and that we
won't. So is that an example of the far out aspect? Yes. Of you're up close with somebody, you take an in-depth approach to an issue or something that's close and near and dear to them, and then you take maybe something from that and go out on your own. We were having a conversation here earlier in this hour on this program about thoughts and how important they are. Thoughts are things, and they are.
Right.
I mean, you and I philosophically on the same page. A lot of people think, oh, these guys are getting crazy. They're good. No, we're not.
Well, a lot of people are that way. A lot of people will look at you, roll their eyes, and go, oh, come back to Earth, and it's not for them.
No,
but I think more and more people who are probing and inquisitive and intelligent and tuned into philosophy and science and theory are realizing that there really are no concrete answers, that we don't know more than we do know, and that the media is such a marvelous platform to discuss this, because media is an extension of the human nervous system. Media is an extension of human consciousness, and human consciousness, Doug, is all we really know exists. We have no proof that anything else exists other than the fact that we have awareness and consciousness, and
you know,
the media is an extension of that from one human being to another.
You know how science is always disproving itself? Scientific fact, the world is flat. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Scientific fact, there is no mercury in the flu shots. Scientific fact, rats like rat poison. I mean, whatever it is, it's always being, there is probably, and I can say this almost 100%, guarantee that there isn't one scientific fact that has been metered out as a scientific fact over the years that can't be disproven. It's
the role of science is to disprove its own premises so that it can move to the next layer of understanding reality, which is perhaps never going to be satisfied, but that's the nature of science, and that's the nature of progress, is to move beyond what you consider to be the established mode of thinking. This goes back to our society. Do we have a perfect society where justice prevails, where everybody's happy, where we have command over fairness, opportunity? Some people say yes. To criticize what we have is to be un-American. Or is there room for progress? So therefore, no matter how conservative you might be, you got to admit we do need to be progressive, or we're going to be stuck in the past very quickly. That's the ironic nature of the human condition, to maintain all the good things that we have learned are universal, but not be so married to them that we don't realize we still have to move forward because it's far from perfect and we are far from knowledgeable.
Think about all of those things and work them into your discussions. If you ever have a chance to call a talk radio program, Try to find something in one of the issues they're talking about that's provocative like that and see where the conversation goes. Those of you, I think I saw a stat, more and more people are feeling good about calling talk radio programs, so keep that up, too. Keep your listening up and keep paying attention to us here. Michael Harrison, happy to have him along. He's the expert when it comes to the charts. The week of March 9th to the 13th has been in review here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney, is for all of the programs that he was on the line now. Lawyer, college professor at Bentley University, one of the leading experts on scams, which brings me to where we start before we get the legal opinions on some of the items, the stories in the charts this week. The story about con artists posing as IRS agents and making about $15 million on this telephone scam, it's the largest of its kind in the history of the IRS. What do you make of it? You have your website is scamaside.com. What direction or what help have you been able to come up when it came to this?
We've been reporting on this for actually better than a year. And, you know, a lot of you, if you haven't received that call, you may think, well, cheaper, how could someone fall for this? But I've actually had professionals, lawyers, accountants, college professors ask me about this because some of these con artists are tremendously persuasive and they make it sound like it is the IRS calling and you're going to be in a terrible situation if you don't send them money right away. Not only that, but they can use a technique called spoofing to make it appear on your caller ID that the call is from the IRS. Fortunately, there's a real simple test. The way that people communicate today is by phone, text, and emails. The IRS will never initiate communication with you by phone, text, or email. So anytime you get a call that looks like or sounds like it's from the IRS, you can just ignore it.
Now, let's get to some of the stories here that have legal ramifications. This is Clinton and the email probe, number two this week, on the list of the top stories. What do you make of this from a legal perspective? Is there anything illegal? She says she hasn't done anything illegal. You agree with that?
again, we do have laws in effect now that were put in effect after she left Secretary of State that would have been a violation. She certainly, in my mind, did comply with the letter of the law, certainly not the spirit of the law. And the idea of when she was saying, well, you know, I was using my personal email, but everything was logged because it went to someone with using a government email. Yeah, that may be so, but it still skirts the law in the sense that if someone is filing for a Freedom of Information Act and they ask for her emails, they're not going to get anything. They don't know to get something from everywhere they've sent it. So, once again, it's a matter of the law always being a bit behind technology. I think technically she may have complied, but frankly, I don't think that the spirit of the law was met. And this is a story that's going to have some legs.
Ferguson in the focus, number five this week. The shooting of the police there and the riots after the Justice Department says you got to do A, B, and C. Is this something that's been done before?
Actually, in a number of cases, the Justice Department will do investigations of police departments and then indicate things that they specifically have to do to bring themselves in compliance with the law. Most of the time, it's not major news because it's Ferguson. It is here, so the report was pretty scathing. There are things that need to be done, but this is not a singling out of Ferguson. This is something and a legitimate thing that the Justice Department does do.
Number nine, the racist fraternity song, that case of the civil, I don't know about criminal, probably not criminal complaints that could be issued, but civil complaints, are these people just stupid, or can the university be sued? How does this shake out?
You know, it's a very, very interesting case. First of all, the First Amendment does not apply as far as protections from private institutions and employers. However, here we're talking about the University of Oklahoma, and the University of Oklahoma is a state institution, so there could be some question about whether the fraternity members, even though they were stupid, even though what they said was racist, had a right to say that. Even then, there is the issue of did the school act within its powers? It would appear that they did. It would appear that they didn't need to follow any kind of a due process. This one's going to be a mess. This really is going to go on on a number of levels, on First Amendment right levels where you don't look at exactly what's said, but the rights of people to say things, and the other of the institution to protect itself from that kind of institutional racism.
All right, 10 seconds on the blurred lines verdict. Yes, no, right, wrong?
Terribly wrong. I wrote a piece for Radio Info. This thing now says if you sound like someone, a style, that can be copied. So the Beatles probably should be called on task for that.
Maybe there's an appeal that goes through here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman giving us some legal points of view on this week's stories, big stories. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.